And then you've just mentioned it. Out of that, then, you realized, well, we can help other companies with promotional products.
That's correct.
And so that's another company for you.
That's right. We actually incorporated September 1 of 2002 to basically take our skill sets of marketing and leveraging promotional products into our mix to build our brand to help others. The promotional products industry is about a $17 billion a year industry in the United States. So it's not like it wasn't a great industry. And I'd actually been a customer of that industry at Eskimo Joe's Clothes. We were able to buy what a lot of companies would basically give away to promote and resell them at a profit. I'd always been fascinated by it. And part of the reason that we got into it was the screen printing facilities that we had built that we opened in 1998. Our capacity for production far exceeded the demand that our brand was creating for it. So I had this excess capacity, these fabulous artists, and this expertise in screen printing. So we thought we could go out and sell those services to other companies, other institutions of all types. It's a much more difficult business, a much more competitive business. I was somewhat naive going into it, but I felt like if we would use the same core principles that we had used to build our brand and to build our restaurant businesses, that long-term we could be successful at it. 10 years later, I'm very proud to say that that has indeed borne out and that we're doing very, very well. But it did take a while and took a lot of subsidies, to be honest, to get that into the black.
But you didn't give up on it. You could have.
I did not. You know, if I'm really honest, there were certainly times when I wondered, but I never wavered. My commitment to it was all in, all the way. I never doubted that we were going to turn the corner. It just took longer than I thought, and it took a few more dollars than I thought. We had enough things going well that I was able to subsidize it, and I certainly do not regret having subsidized it.